All this hour, we've been talking about business, from the very big to the very small. And to round out the show, we're going to turn to the consumers to ask how spending could look different during this year's holiday season. Black Friday is this week and normally the biggest shopping day of the season, but COVID means a lot fewer so-called doorbuster deals and mobbed department stores and a lot more people headed online from the beginning. And we asked you how your spending habits may be changing this season in the face of COVID.
Hi, this is Cheryl calling from Stanford. Thankfully, my husband and I still have our jobs. The only difference this year is that we've done most of our shopping early and online so that we can hopefully avoid all the shipping delays and any possible COVID exposures.
I am going to be making some changes this year with holiday shopping. I'm going to make a strong effort to buy locally and from small businesses because they've all been hurt so badly this year.
Hi, this is Keith from Dallas. For Christmas, we are going to have our kitchen redone and place that money that we would have spent for Christmas presents into our home.
It's Matt Brazil in San Jose, California. This year, because of COVID, I'm making sure that I spend in small businesses where the business gets to keep the money instead of some big corporation online that enriches shareholders.
The historical Wayside Inn in Sudbury, Massachusetts has started a fund for brown, indigenous, and people of color to do programming around their lives and culminating on Giving Tuesday. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is because it takes more than just putting the sign on the lawn.
Here to talk about what the COVID holidays will look like for consumers is Ayala Rubio, an associate professor for the Department of Marketing at the Broad College of Business at Michigan State University. Welcome to the show, Ayala.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
So we just said that the holiday season will probably have folks migrating online. What do we know in terms of how much people are looking to spend this year? Are they going to be making different choices about holiday spending?
So COVID really accelerated a lot of patterns and trends that we've seen in recent years. One of them is the switch to more shopping online, and obviously that will increase. Data suggests that about 28% are saying that they're going to cut down on their spending this holiday season. But, you know, it's more like I'll start dieting tomorrow, right? So I think we'll see that although maybe people are planning on spending less, I don't think we'll see much change in spending. We'll see more change in what people are spending on. So what are they buying? And we certainly see that people are buying more things that they can do at home or they can use at home. So we just heard about that person is going to renovate his kitchen, you know, all kinds of do-it-yourself type of projects. You know, Xbox and PlayStations are rocketing sales right now. So everything that has to do with spending time at home will sell very, very well.
Black Friday is this Friday coming up. Retailers generally open the doors and we see those scenes of people mobbing department stores. That's not going to happen this year. Black Friday deals are all across the internet. What other things are retailers doing to try and meet their bottom line for what's usually a very busy shopping day?
So, yep, retailers are getting very, very creative. So does consumers, by the way, but retailers cannot create that excitement of Black Friday in the store as they did before COVID. But certainly what they will do instead of having special deals that are only offered in store to generate foot traffic, they will offer things online that will be either limited time or exclusive offers to members or, you know, loyal consumers, or things that will generate the same level of excitement, but online and not in the store.
We were just talking about small businesses, and I'm wondering whether or not, you kind of mentioned this earlier, but will we see some of these businesses have actually gotten creative enough to stay afloat during the pandemic? Some of them are, you know, resilient in that. And I'm wondering if they'll see a little bit of a bump from consumers who want to support their local businesses.
So it's true that listen, all businesses are hurting, big and small, but certainly small businesses have less resources to stay resilient, especially in times like these. There was, before the pandemic, there was a shifting trend where more consumers were looking for those special item, unique item, things that big retailers cannot offer. And we saw a surge in sales when it comes to small businesses. Hopefully that will come back. Certainly consumer wants to support their local businesses and help them go through these times. It's really is a matter of resilience and how, what are the resources that small businesses have in order to stay afloat, which is not easy, and not all businesses obviously can do it, especially when everybody's switching online. Not all businesses have a good online infrastructure for selling to begin with, or are able to do so. But certainly there's a lot of willingness from consumers to support small businesses in their community. So we'll see that continues.
We're also hearing a little bit about how consumers might be facing shortages again in essential products like toilet paper, the famous toilet paper runs, and bottled water potentially. Do you expect that that'll happen if in the next couple of weeks as stores start to tighten up in anticipation of a potential, not a full lockdown, but definitely more modified behaviors expected from Americans as we try to fight this COVID pandemic?
If we have any shortage, my guess it will be a very short-term one. I think that retailers are preparing for that. They certainly will be much more prepared than they have been in March when everything just kind of crashed on us. And I think, you know, what creates shortage is a sense of urgency. I don't think consumers are experiencing or exhibiting the same sense of urgency they did in March. I think they're managing the situation much better. They have a better sense of control over the situation. So the sense of urgency is not that steep, and they can certainly manage that. And I don't want to, you know, the lockdown, the new restriction are being administered differently across states. So, you know, not in every state, they are forcing you to stay home. So I don't think we'll see the same, you know, level of shortage or urgency from consumers for sure.
Ayala, do you have one tip for people who might be shopping online this year? Something that they should be careful of or avoid or do?
Yes. So consumers are going to spend about $400 million on the internet this holiday season. Just be careful. There are a lot of scammers out there looking to make a buck. Don't help them. Be careful with what you're reporting, with your credit card information, with your personal information, but have fun. This is a holiday season. Just have fun.
Thanks for that reminder. Ayala Ruvio is an associate professor for the Department of Marketing at the Broad College of Business at Michigan State University. Ayala, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.